online at phoenixradio.com.au. Supernova is a large and well-known pop culture and gaming convention that is hosted all around Australia. Joining me today is the creative mind of the event, the Supernova director and founder, Daniel Zaccario. How are you doing, Daniel?
I'm good, thanks, Joel. I hope everyone's well too.
We're doing well. We're a bit sick under the weather for this day. Yeah. We caught it from our host, who is currently not here. Starting off with, how did you really start Supernova? What made you want to do it?
Well, I think I was just filling a void. There'd been a couple of other people who'd been doing conventions basically in Sydney, where, you know, I was born and raised, and they'd been doing them in the 90s, and then in 98 they stopped doing them, and I'd been selling comic books, which is how I started, by reading comics, collecting comics, trading comics, you know, selling comics, and then, you know, going to conventions and doing it there. And when that fell away, I thought, well, I begged and pleaded with them to keep going, and begged and pleaded other people to do it. And then they all said, well, if you're so passionate about having your grand final day for comic books annually in Sydney, do it yourself. So I did. And that started in 2000, and that was called Comic Fest. But then by 2002, I realized that the marketplace wouldn't really support just a sole comic book convention. So I thought, well, and what I was into was so much more than just comic books. So I rebranded to Supernova in 2002, and that was it. We went from there in Sydney, added Brisbane in 2003, Melbourne and Perth in 2008, added Gold Coast and Adelaide in 2012.
Wow. And being the organizer and director, do you organize all the events that are around Australia?
Yeah, that's right. It's basically my baby, I guess you could call it. And, you know, just, I guess I'm the guy that books the venues, books the dates and does all that stuff.
Have there been any challenges with, like, setting these up through, like, the history of Supernova?
Oh, incredible. And, yeah, like, lots and lots and lots. I mean, look, the thing is, every single job, every single, you know, vocation, everything, life in general has challenges. And like everything, when you've got so many moving parts and something that gets increasingly bigger, as Supernova has, and growing in at the pace that we have, that's been one of the many challenges. That's been finding venues that you fit in, and, you know, places you can go, and the options become smaller, and, you know, and price points are an issue. And yeah, there's lots of different things that have been logistical nightmares, but somehow we've got through them all and here we are still.
How do you organize the guests for each event? Like, John Barrowman and Peter Cabaldi are there for this week at the Gold Coast venue. Do you have a list of names that you prepare ahead of time, or are there certain guests that you want to aim for the year?
Look, I think it's a bit of both. There's definitely there's talent that, as someone who is in the industry, you know that talent's out there and they're doing conventions, and therefore they're available to try and lock down. You know, if you can, you know, get them at the right time and, you know, pay the right fees and negotiate the right deals, and, you know, then it's just basically hoping that they don't, you know, get a film or get a play or get a TV commercial or something like that that's going to stop them from popping down when you're planned. And if they are going to not come down as you're planned and as you've, you know, contracted them to, you sort of hope and pray that'll happen before you announce them to the public, so that it goes away without anybody being any wiser that you had them but then lost them, and then rather than having to cancel them and to create public outcry and gnashing of teeth when you get someone really famous and then they have to say, sorry, can't make it.
Has there been a guest that you were most excited or inspired by that actually came to Supernova?
I think I have to say the one that I mean, Stan Lee was a big one for me. But I mean,
oh, yeah.
Marvel Comics is such a big part of pop culture these days, and, you know, the rise of pop culture itself in the 60s and the way that it's made a difference to the way we enjoy entertainment and everything. You know, he was just so seminal and all that. So that was pretty amazing. I mean, Carrie Fisher was another one that I was, you know, I mean, as a, between comics and Star Wars, I mean, they were the things that really drove me, you know, with a passion, along with Lord of the Rings and a couple of other things to do what I do. So, you know, having Carrie Fisher come out in 2013 to our Sydney and Perth tour was incredible as well.
Are there any highlights in your time from Supernova that you most remember?
Well, look, I think for me, the one overriding thing that really just makes my heart leap with joy is just when we opened those doors, you know, Saturday morning or Friday morning, as the case may be, when, you know, and you just see the thousands of people waiting to get in and the excitement on their face, and that, you know, I know that I've done my bit by pulling it all together and harnessing the energy of an amazing bunch of people to make the tours happen. And just seeing the fans just come in and celebrate together. I mean, I think for me that's the one huge motivating factor, and just seeing how, you know, I'm helping, you know, in a mediated way, help them enjoy and immerse themselves for a weekend in their pop culture passion.
Beautiful. I have a few this or that questions. This is a part where, like, you would pick one or the other.
We'll have to pick between my children.
Exactly. So starting off, would you pick Marvel or DC?
Well, in the movie franchise, I have to definitely say Marvel. And I think, you know, I read just a couple more Marvel comic books than DC comic books at the moment.
Would you choose Star Wars or Star Trek?
I think I answered that one earlier. As much as Star Trek is cool, Star Wars. Lightsabers changed everything. I was at school when Star Wars came out, and we went from clanging swords and bows and arrows and cowboys and Indians to, like, lightsaber battles overnight, and nothing has changed since.
Who is the better wizard, Gandalf or Dumbledore?
Oh, Gandalf.
100%, all the way. Everyone has said that so far.
Yeah.
Who played the better Batman? It's got to be George Clooney, right?
No. I would say Christian Bale. I think he did an outstanding job. And Dark Knight remains, you know, I think, and that whole trilogy remains as just a high point in comic book movie folklore.
Final one here for the this or that. Who do you think played the better Doctor Who?
The best Doctor Who?
Yes.
Look, I'm old school. What's his name?
Tip of the tongue.
Big scarf, Tom. Goodness gracious me! It's from the old Doctor Who's.
Yep.
And it was. And I'm trying to Google it right now because I can't remember.
The best Doctor Who that you can't quite remember his name.
Yeah, can't quite remember. This is, like, horrible because, like, he was, and he's been someone that I've been chasing for years and years and years, and now because I'm under pressure, I can't, like, remember his name, and I'm so ashamed of myself. He was in Big Little Britain, Little Britain, and a number of other things. And why can't I remember? You know, that really is horrible, but I can't remember.
Going on to the normal questions again.
Tom Baker. It was Tom.
Tom Baker. Baker.
Oh, my gosh. I got stuck at Tom. At least I remembered his first name.
Now that's the main thing. You know it's a Tom. That's all you really need to know.
Yes.
So what are the plans for the future of Supernova?
Look, I think it really is just to keep working hard to make it as fun as possible and to continue to bring guests that the fans want to see, continue to make the expo as fun to walk around it on the main floor, and just to tap into that zeitgeist of what the fans are into and just, you know, bring it to them. I think the Gold Coast in particular is, I think the Supernova, you have to go to away from your home Supernova. So for the people who live here, obviously on the Gold Coast, it's one thing. But for us, this expo is the one that, you know, if you live in Sydney, well, you're going to go to your June Supernova Expo there. But you've got to go to April Gold Coast one as well. It reminds me, and that goes for the rest of the country too, this location and this precinct is the one that reminds me most of San Diego, with Comic-Con there as well. That whole sort of like on the sea, the convention, the tracks between the commercial district and the convention, the whole lot of it is just built to basically, you know, you don't go to the convention for a day and then go home and then come back again. You come to the convention and you stick and you enjoy and you hang around and you stay in costume and, you know, go out with friends. And that's what I love about the Gold Coast.
And Supernova is on right now. Where can people go to find out more on the event and what guests will be there this weekend?
Well, supernova.com.au. We spell Supernova as pretty, just a little bit different, S-U-P-A-N-O-V-A. Mm-hmm. And then the guests, well, you mentioned we've got Peter Capaldi and John Barrowman coming out. Some personal favourites of mine as well, Tom Welling and Michael Rosenbaum, who are like Clark Kent, Superman, mm-hmm. and Lex Luthor from Smallville.
Oh, yeah.
We've got Bob Morley and Lindsay Morgan from The 100, Elizabeth Henstridge from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., there's Daniel Newman from The Walking Dead. Then we've got guests like Carolina Ravassa and Angeli Bihami from Overwatch, if you're into gaming. And people like voice actors Stephanie Nadolny, Todd Haberkorn, Jim Brown, who are, you know, from Dragon Ball and Ruby and other, you know, cartoons as well. So, and there's comic book artists and authors such as Terry Brooks, who did all the Chronicles of Shannara Chronicles. So, look, lots and lots of cool people and interesting stuff to see and do and games to play. And, yeah, it's going to be fun.
Exactly. I'm looking forward to it. I can't wait to go see the voice actors from Overwatch. I'm a big fan of the voice actors. I missed out last time where Troy Baker and Laura Bailey were there.
How could you?
I know. I really wanted to see them so badly.
Yeah, that would have been fantastic. And look, the other thing to note, just, I mean, even if you can't make the convention, but, you know, you just want to have a little bit of the fun, on Sunday morning from 9 o'clock, there's the Supernova Superhero Parade from the beach to the convention, and Peter Capaldi and Pearl Mackey are going to be our headlining guests for that, and that's going to be a lot of fun, and a lot of people in costume, you know, parading down through the Broadbeach precinct, so that'd be amazing if anyone wants to come down and check that out too.
Excellent. Well, thank you, Daniel, for joining us on today's show and talking to us about Supernova.
Always a pleasure, Joel. Thanks very much for having me.
Thank you very much. To know more about Supernova, you can head over to www.supernova.com. That is S-U-P-A-N-O-V-A.